I give thanks to God.
愿上帝赐福给你们。
May the Lord bless you all.
我们一同打开以前的圣经。
Let us turn to a passage in the Bible.
约伯记第十四章。
Job chapter 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯记第十四章第一节。
Job 14 verse 1.
翻到了每一个人开声来。
Let us all read it together.
一、二、三。人为妇女所生，日子短少。我们只读十四章第一节吧。
Only one.、
再念一次好不好？一、二、三。人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。日子短少，多有患难。我们上一次最后讲的题目是挫折与失败。
The last theme we spoke about is failure and the sense of defeat.
无论我们四周有多少的天灾人祸
，No matter how many disasters are there around us.
无论我们的环境有多少的困难
，No matter how much difficulties we encounter in our lives.
在我们个人的经验中间
，In our own personal experience，
都不会比起我们自己亲身经历的挫折跟我们的失败那样的严重。
Nothing can be compared with a personal experience of defeat and failure.
因为许多的困难是人人共有的。
Because many natural disasters are shared.
失败是个人所拥有的。
But failure is personal.
许多的事是人可以经历的。
Many things can be experienced by all.
但是挫折是我自己经历的。
But the sense of defeat is experienced by the self.
这个挫折跟失败
This sense of defeat and failure
变成比较个人性的困难。
Becomes a suffering that is very personal.
经历诸多挫折的人
，a person that encounter lots of such experiences，
更难爬起来好好过前面的生活。
Would be difficult to get back on their own two feet.
所以失败多的人
，a person who has failed repeatedly，
他有很强的心智
，unless he has a very strong determination，
胜过这些的傲练
，to have overcome all these things。
许多人会在无意之中妥协，就放弃生存的价值观。
He will compromise and give up the sense of living.
没有一个人是没有失败过的。
Every one of us has failed before.
没有一个人是不可能有挫折感的。
It is not possible to escape the sense of defeat.
失败、挫折这些东西来到的时候
，But when such things come upon us，
我们应当怎么样面对呢
？How should we encounter them？
如果我们没有一个很健全的心理来面对这些事。
If we do not look at these things with a very healthy sense,
我们有的日子就比以前更妥协、更气馁、更没有力量。
The days ahead will make us even weaker.
我常常思想，到底苦难是一个实际或者一个感受呢？
I always think about whether suffering is a pragmatic reality or a feeling.
如果苦难是一个客观的实际。
If suffering is an objective reality,
那我们主观的感受跟客观的这个实际之间的关系到底是什么呢
？What is the relationship between our subjective feeling and this objective reality?
为什么同样的苦难临到不同的人
？Why is it that when the same type of suffering appear on different persons,
有不同的反应
？There will be different responses,
有不同的果效
，or the different fruits,
有不同的。以后的生活方式
and different consequences in life
所以这样主观性的感受占有很重要的地位
and so subjective feeling has a very important place in our life
痛苦临到一个人的时候
when pain and suffering come upon the person
人在主观的经历中间一定要有所回应
in a subjective experience we will respond
而每一个人预备的心都不一样
and every one of us have different attitude
有的人像身经百战的老练的战士
Some people are as if they are warriors that have fought many wars.
再多的困难来到，他都已经预备好了。
They are prepared for all sorts of difficulties.
有一些人像那些没有经历过战场的人。
But some are like recruits.
大的声音就是他们可以吓跑了。
They get frightened by a loud voice.
所以这样的感受同回应是很重要，很重要。
So our feelings and our responses are very important things.
是不是我们要失败的次数多到一个地步？使我们对失败完全麻木，才叫做得胜呢。
Is it true that victory comes from many, many failures?
不一定是如此。
Not necessarily so.
是不是只有几次的失败就使我们就非常的惧怕，所以我们就有一个锻炼自己 面对这些惊吓而变成振作起来呢？
Can we stand on our own two feet just by going through a few failures?
也不一定。
Maybe not.
所以次数的多寡，
And so numerical figures of suffering
不能真正决定我们的回应是怎样的，
Cannot determine how we will react.
但是每一次我们感到挫折和困难以后，
But after we experience defeat and failure,
我们靠着什么力量来面对这个实际？
How should we face this reality?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
在伦敦有一个旅馆，里面有一句话这么写。
In London, there is a hotel with a phrase.
苦难来叩门。
Suffering comes knocking on your door.
信心回答说，这里没有你所要找的人。
And faith will answer, no one's home.
啊，我年轻的时候读过这一段的话语。
When I was young and read this slogan,
我有很深很深的印象。
I was deeply impressed.
你到底是可吞吃的人，或者是不可吞吃的人？
Are you a person that can be swallowed up?
你到底是一个可被击败的人，或者是一个不可能被击败的人？
Are you a person that can be defeated?
你到底是不是一个常常妥协的人，或者是永远站立不肯弯着你的膝盖的人？
Are you a person that will compromise or will you never bend your knees?
所以问题不在乎困难来了我要怎样逃避。
The question therefore is not how we should escape difficulties.
问题在乎我没有办法逃避困难的时候，我有怎样刚强的力量来面对它。
The question is how we should face difficulties when we cannot escape.
为什么我们会感到我们失败呢？
Why do we feel defeated?
为什么我们常常会遇到挫折的事情呢？
Why do we feel difficulties ahead?
今天我们比较注重的方面就是挫折和失败的原因。
Today we want to place emphasis on the reason for defeat and failure.
如果挫折跟失败是一定要有的，
If defeat and failures are things that will absolutely happen,
那么哪一种挫折哪一种失败才是有价值的？
What sort of defeat or failures have true value?
有没有真正有意义的失败是不可避免的？
Is there such a thing as failures that we cannot escape that has value?
又有没有一些是不需要有的失败是我们太多遇到不需要有的呢？
Or are there failures that we need not have experienced?
所以我相信今天要谈的就是那些不必要的失败。
Today we want to talk about failures that we need not have.
可预防的失败，
failures that we could prevent.
不需要遇到的挫折，
defeat that we need not encounter.
我们可以预先预备心，可以防止这些的挫折，
things that we can prepare ourselves against.
那这样的力量是一个智慧的力量。
These are the power that come from wisdom.
我们今天许多时候明明知道我们没有办法去面对一些的事情，
Today we know that there are many things that we cannot deal with.
我们又从来没有想怎样去逃避会面对这样的事情。
But we never thought about how we should escape from these things.
在我们失败与失败的中间，
And when we fail yet again,
我们好像就继续不断让这些失败重复又重复，最后把我们自胜，以至于我们完全垮下去。
It seems that we will be completely defeated by repeated failures of the same kind.
这些都是活生生的事实。
These are real examples.
是我们每一个人都会遇到的事情。
That all of us would encounter.
有谁愿意失败呢？
Who is willing to fail?
谁愿意挫折呢？
Who wants defeat?
难道有一些错误的心理，我们一面失败，一面欣赏自己的失败吗？
Could it be that we enjoy failures?
难道有一些挫折感，使我们感到我做的是有意义，因为我有了挫折了？
Could it be that we think that there's a sense of living because we have been defeated?
而挫折终究不是最后的目的。
But defeat cannot be an ultimate goal.
失败绝对不是我们最后要达到的这个成果。
And failure shouldn't be something we want to aim for.
因为这些只能是一个过段中间，持续过程中间的一些训练的必需品而已。
These are necessity for training in a progression.
透过挫折，我们学到什么？
Through failure, we will learn something.
透过失败，我们感到什么？
Through defeat, we will feel something.
透过受挫折受折磨受失败的经历以后，我们练成怎样的个性？
Through all these trials, we will mold our character.
那才是要紧的事情。
And these are the important things.
所以如果有一些的失败是一定要来的，
So if some sort of failures must come,
是肯定有价值的。
That if we affirm its value,
特别是神所许可的，
Especially when God has allowed it,
让我们勇敢地迎接他们的来到吧。
Let us boldly welcome them.
但那些不需要来到的，
But those that need not come，
不需要经历的失败。
Those failures that we need not go through，
我们求主给我们智慧跟能力去谨防，去抗拒，不要发生那些事情。
We ask the Lord for wisdom and power that we may prevent this from happening，
这样我们才不会在冤枉的受苦中间失去我们奋斗的意志。
Then we will not lose our striving attitude because we have been defeated。
什么东西使人产生不需要的失败呢
？What are these unnecessary failures？
第一样
，The first one，
就是我们有那些错误的梦想。
Would be when we have wrong dreams。
错误的雄心大志。
Wrong ambitions
是过分的。
Over-ambition,
是不合神旨意的
when it is not fulfilling God's will,
不合人的常情的
or not fulfilling to common vision,
过分的梦想
those over-ambition,
太高的标准
standards that are way too high,
不切合实际的雄心
that is not pragmatic,
那是非常危险的事
these are dangerous things,
而许多的年轻人就常常有这样的一个感情
many young people have such attitude,
他们一定要有一个像求全心理的人绝对不放松的把他们的理想放得太高
They set their ideas way too high They want to be perfect
这样就使自己一直感到自己是永远不能达到目的的失败者
And they feel a sense of failure when they can never be perfect
许多做父母的在教导孩子的时候也有这种的错误
Many parents make the same mistake when they teach their children
天下所有的孩子都是虫只有自己的孩子才是龙
As if their own kids are like dragons, while all other children are like worms.
所以不是给孩子特别受苦的训练。
They do not train their children to handle suffering.
乃是给孩子最虚伪的、没有真正根基的那种错误的梦想。
But give them dreams that are hypocritical and does not have real foundations.
当苛刻的实际使我们没有达到我们盼望达到的成果的时候。
But when the cruel reality comes and we cannot reach our goals,
我们就不需要而又不能避免的有诸多挫折感折磨自己。
We will not escape the torture of the sense of defeat.
这些失败是没有意义的。
These sorts of failures are meaningless.
这些失败是可以避免的。
We can prevent them.
这些失败是没有价值的。
They have no value.
啊，这些失败是没有智慧在其中。
And certainly no wisdom.
我们一定要一生一世逃避这些不需要的失败，没有意义、没有价值的挫折。
For the rest of our life, we need to escape these sort of failures that has no value at all.
这样我就奉劝我们每一个人需要有一个比较实际的想象。
And so my advice to all of us is that we have a pragmatic dream.
比较合理的目标。
A goal that is reasonable.
不是我们自己被自己那个没有根基的梦想来左右。
Let us not be driven by an ambition that has no foundation.
那是很危险的事。
It would be a dangerous thing indeed.
我认识一个人。
I know this person.
这一个人好几次失败，痛苦得不得了。
He has failed repeatedly and he suffered greatly.
在什么事情上呢
？On what matter?
在恋爱的事情。
On a matter of love.
因为他呢，自己虽然长得不太好
，because he is not too handsome.
但是他每一次所爱的人都是最漂亮、最漂亮的那个。
But he always go for the most beautiful woman.
而且无论如何一定要追到时候他才甘愿。
And he really feel that he should be able to get that girl.
每一次追不到他就苦得不得了。
And every time he failed, he suffered greatly.
苦得不得了，又不悔改，又在找更漂亮的。
But he never repented and he go look for even more beautiful girls.
更漂亮的再给他摔了一次，就苦得更不得了。
And then he will fail again.
所以就经常不断在这种不必要的失败中间过一个没有赏赐的十字架的生活。
And he suffered greatly in his life, a cross that he did not bear.
我很可怜他，但又不能帮助他。
I had great empathy, but I could not help him.
这样的人我遇过几个。
I have met several such persons.
有一个他甚至讲这样的话。
One of them told me this.
他说：“当然要娶最漂亮的，那么我们这样侍奉主，十字架就比较轻一点了。”
He said, "Of course, we look for the most beautiful one, then we can serve God together."
这个是一个传道人。
This was a preacher.
我已经做得半死了，回来再看一个难看的，不是十字架太重了。
He said, "Because in ministry, I should go home to a beautiful wife."
总是要想盼望娶到最漂亮、最漂亮。
So he always look for the most beautiful.
那问题是呢，他去看的时候有最高的标准，但是他没有照镜子看自己到底哪一种。
The problem is that he did not look into the mirror and look at himself.
我们也不好意思说你自己照照镜子吧。
And we dare not tell him to look into the mirror.
因为我相信，我如果说你自己照照镜子看自己吧，他一定说我看了很久了，很不错嘛。
Because I believe that he may think of himself as very good looking.
所以像我这样的还不配得他，谁才配得他？你看我这么好。
He probably think of himself as worthy of the other girl.
这就是痛苦的来源了。
This is the source of his problem.
这就是不必要的失败的原因。
This is a reason for unnecessary failure.
在希腊神话里面
，In Greek mythology,
有一个很美的故事。
There is a beautiful story.
这个故事不是根据物理跟科学。
It's not based on physics or science.
也不是根据事实，因为它是神话。
It's a mythology.
神话是神话。
It's myth.
所以神话就是神话。
So it's not real.
甚至有时候像神经病人的说话。
It's almost like a crazy story.
但是神话包含的意义是很有价值。
But it has some wisdom in there.
神话有宗教性的奥秘。
Mythology contains religious mystery.
神话有最难解决的事实的一种超生的解释法。
And he tries to explain life in a supernatural way.
神话又隐藏着道德的教训。
It contains ethical lessons.
所以神话不需要用科学去推翻它的，它的不合理性。
And so mythology is not scientific.
神话永远对很多人的心灵是一种启发。
But it will inspire many people.
这个我要讲的神话是什么呢
？What is this mythology?
就是有个少年叫做 Icarus。
There is a young person by the name of Icarus.
对天上的神说。
He spoke to the gods in heaven.
我盼望可以升到高的地方，飞上天空。
I want to fly towards where you are.
飞天之梦自古就有了。
Everybody dream of flying since ancient days.
打兵器的时候就有飞天之梦。
Even at the days of Da Vinci,
在中国古代就有飞天之梦。
And in ancient China,
否则怎么有这个嫦娥跟这个什么牛郎织女的故事
？We have myth, Chinese myth about people flying to the moon.
这些都是飞天故事。
These are stories about flight.
都是飞天的梦想。
Dreams about flying.
所以希腊人在两三千年前就有这个神话。
Two to three thousand years ago, the Greeks had such mythology.
Icarus 对天神说：“我要飞天。”
Icarus told the gods that he wants to fly towards them.
天神说：“我给你翅膀。”
The god said, "I will grant you wings."
使你可以升天。
That you could fly.
但是
，however，
你要注意
，take note of this，
你不要飞太高。
Don't fly too high.
为什么
？Why？
因为我给你一个限度就好了，一超过你就危险。
Because there's danger beyond a certain altitude.
为什么危险呢？
Why is
it
dangerous?
越高就越热，因为太阳在天上。
Because you will fly closer to the sun.
这句话是乱讲，因为我们越高就越冷，对不对呢
？Actually, the higher you go, the colder you get.
你坐新航到三万五千公尺的时候
，If you fly 35,000 feet above ground,
三万五千英尺的时候
，meters above
ground, 那么在你外面的空气可能是零下55度到60度。
It's about minus 55 Celsius outside.
希腊人对天文对这些不懂，他用神话就是越高越靠近太阳就很热了。
The Greeks say that you go higher, the more warm you become.
所以你飞，你不要忘记，我给你的翅膀是用蜡做的。
The gods say, do not forget that the wings are made of wax.
因为是蜡做的。
Because it's made of wax.
所以越高呢，就越靠近太阳。
The higher
越靠近太阳，它就越容易融化。
The closer you go to the sun, the more likely it will melt.
所以你只能飞到某等高度，它不融化，你就一直飞，一直飞。
You can keep flying if you fly beneath a certain altitude.
你过了那高度，它慢慢融，你就很危险。
But you will be in danger if you go beyond
that. 你肯听话，我就给你翅膀。
If you are obedient, I will give you the wings.
Icarus 说好，你给我翅膀。
Icarus said, fine.
我会听话。
I will be obedient.
所以两个蜡的翅膀装在他身上以后，他就开始飞了。
And then he was given two huge wings.
翱翔升空。
And he flew.
哦，在天上飞翔，他看大地美得不得了。
And he could glide in the sky.
后来他发现了，在高一点的时候看得更远。
He discovered that if you fly higher, you could see more things.
忘记了，他就再高一点了。
And he forgot that he flew really high.
再高一点，看得更清楚。
And he could see even more.
哇，大地这么美，所以他再高一点。
So he flew even higher.
结果当他忘记掉那一个境界他的预言的时候
，In the end, he forgotten the prophecy of warning.
他飞过了界限。
And he flew beyond the limit.
就靠近太阳。
And was close to the sun.
所以没有科学的，越来越热，越来越热。
So it got warmer and warmer.
热到一个地步呢，突然间呢，它的两个翅膀就融化掉了。
Suddenly the wings melted.
一融化掉，它大力再升，没有办法，已经融了。
And no matter how hard he flew,
它的翅膀就缩小了。
All of a sudden the wings.
其他的一滴一滴地掉下去。
And he kept melting.
他又没有办法把那一滴一滴再补回去。
He could not recover the melted sand.
摔下来。
And he dropped.
摔到整个身体骨头全部跌烂跌破。
And was completely broken.
就这样灭亡了。
And he died.
这个预言是说什么？
This story tells us,
不要飞太高。
Yeah, don't fly too high.
飞太高你会跌死的。
You will die.
飞太高你会跌得很惨死。
You will die terrible death.
飞太高你的翅膀会融化。
If you fly too high, your wings will melt.
大家说一二三，飞太高，翅膀会融化。啊，这不是圣经，是希腊神话。
It's Greek mythology.
但里面隐藏着很重要的意义在里面。
But there's important lessons in there.
你的理想合理不合理？
Is your ideals pragmatic?
你的要求合理不合理？
Are your demands reasonable?
你今天在这个人生的过程中间，
In the progression of your life,
是谁害你成为失败的感受？
Who gave you this sense of failure?
谁给你诸多挫折的经历呢？
Who gave you all these experiences of defeat?
可能不是别人，
Perhaps it's not from others.
是你自己成为自己的仇敌。
You may be your greatest enemy.
自己成为自己的杀手。
You may be your own killer.
自己把过高的理想。
Your ideals may be unrealistic.
不合理的梦。
It is unreasonable dreams.
作为你人生的目标。
That has become the object of your life.
这些过高的思想使你看不起别人。
All these things help you to become more arrogant.
你夜郎自大，目中无人。
And you think that you are the greatest among all.
结果不但达不到你所得到的。
In the end, you cannot reach your goals.
当你失败的时候，引来了人对你的嘲笑，人家看你是活该的。
And you receive humiliation when you fail.
所以你的失败没有价值。
These failures have no value.
你的挫折没有带来真正的意义。
This defeat has no meaning.
你的那是建立在你过分的梦想、太高的目标的上面。
They were built on ideals that were too high.
这是第一点。
This is the first type.
第二样。
The second point.
一个人的不应当有的失败怎么会发生呢？
Why is it that we have unnecessary defeat?
一个人的没有意义的挫折怎么会重现呢？
Why do we have this repeating meaningless failure?
因为你错误的神观、错误的信仰造成你的失败。
It come about because of the wrong doctrine of God.
你对错误的神学的吸收。
When you absorb the wrong theology.
你对神错误的观念的建立。
When you have established the wrong concept of God.
都成为你失败的原因。
All these becomes reasons of failure.
许多人相信上帝是全能的。
Many people believe God is Almighty.
上帝是全能的，所以我信他。
So because He is the Almighty, I believe in Him.
而你信上帝的全能是怎样信法呢？
But what sort of faith is this?
你是借着你的信，盼望上帝的全能成为服侍你，成为合乎你需要的一个帮助者。
By your faith, you think that God should be your helper, someone suitable to accomplish your will.
按你的知识来说，上帝是无所不能的。
So based on your understanding, God is omnipotent.
而按你的心里面的动机来说，你要利用他的全能。
But in your heart, your motive is to make use of His almightiness.
这是许多极端灵恩派致命伤的信仰。
This is the biggest problem with many
extreme Christians. 神啊，我相信你，你万事都能。
We say, Oh God, I truly, truly believe.
神啊，你一定会医我的病。
Oh God, you will surely heal me.
所以你建立在这种信仰的上面。
When your faith is established upon these things.
然后就因为这种信仰，你彻底失败。
Because of such things, you become a failure.
因为结果上帝没有医你的时候。
In the end, when God chooses not to heal you.
你的信就垮了。
Your faith would have been destroyed.
你的信心为什么会垮呢？
Why would this be the case?
因为从起初就不是真正的信心。
Because from the first place, it is not true faith.
起初就是还没有垮的空架。
From the beginning, it is already established on the wrong structure.
所以你把泡沫吹到越大的时候。
When the bubble grows bigger,
距离它爆炸的时间是越快的。
It will burst soon.
当你虚假的信心越膨胀的时候。
When your faith expands falsely,
你的失败就即刻快要来到。
Your failure will surely come around the corner.
今天有许多人口里说，神啊，你是全能的。
Many people proclaim today, Oh God, you are almighty.
心里说，让你的全能在我的权柄下面受我控制，我就爱你。
But in their heart, they say, I will love you if your almighty power is within my control.
你知道我为什么信你？
Do you know why I believe in you?
因为我相信你是全能的，我才信你。
Because I believe you are the almighty.
如果你是全能的，显出给我看。
If you are the almighty, then prove yourself.
医我的病，
Heal me.
解决我的困难。
Solve my problem.
给我发财。
Let me prosper.
让我成功。
Let me succeed.
我要万代兴隆。
I want prosperity for all my generations.
万事如意。
I want smooth journey to all.
生意发达。
I want prosperity in my business.
犯罪不受罚。
I want to sin and not be punished.
因为我依靠你。
Because I rely on your strength.
既然是全能上帝。
Since you are the Almighty God.
请表演你的全能给我看。
Can you demonstrate your power?
我叫你表演，你就要表演。
I ask you.
表演什么？表演我要你表演的。
Demonstrate what I want you to do.
你是全能的。
Because you are Almighty.
全能的主啊，我用异能抓住你的全能。
And so, Lord, I hold on to your power.
你的全能服务我所要的。
Your Almighty power is beyond, is within.
这种基督徒有没有啊？
Are there such Christians?
很多。
Many.
为什么我说很多呢
？Why do I say many?
因为已经很多牧师正在制造这种基督徒了。
Because many pastors are manufacturing these people.
所以你说这个适合我。
You say this is good for me.
这个教会才是我要的。
This is my kind of church.
我不要再到那什么背十字架、舍己的教会了，啰啰嗦嗦。
I don't want to go to those churches that preaches the denial of the self.
什么为主受苦啦，背十字架啦。我20岁进到礼拜堂，变成80岁。
All these churches are so old-fashioned, suffering for Christ.
我跑到这种礼拜堂来。
But this sort of new church.
宽大的路可以走。
It has wide pathway.
牧师娘可以开露胸的衣服。
The pastor's wife can wear revealing clothes.
哇，做牧师娘做歌星差不多一样的。
It's the same as being a singer.
这样现代化。
Very modern.
这样自由。
Very free.
这才是我要的。
This is what I want.
上帝是爱嘛
？Because God is love.
上帝很宽恕的嘛
？God is forgiving.
这种上帝是我心中想象的上帝。
This is the God of my imagination.
而且我病，他就帮助我。
He will help me when I'm sick.
我一累，他变成护士。
When I'm tired, he will take care of me.
我一穷，他变成圣诞老人。
When I'm poor, he becomes Santa Claus.
我一病，他变成医生。
When I'm sick, he becomes my healer.
我一软弱，他变成保护者。
When I'm weak, he becomes my protector.
我一迷路，他变成指南针。
When I'm lost, he's my compass.
这种万能万变的上帝是最好的上帝。
This is the best type of God.
所以我信上帝。
I believe in God.
全能的主
，Almighty God.
照我意思为我服务的上帝。
A God who will serve me.
这样的信仰呢
？Such type of faith.
使你有一天失败的时候，没有办法成长。
Will create a situation where we will fail completely and not get up again.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么
？Because when the foundation is weak, what can the righteous do?
有一次我在加加达要上飞机以前，有一个人说：“你是唐牧师吗
？”Once in Jakarta, before I boarded the plane,
我就停下来。
Someone asked, "Are you Dr. Tom?"
是的，我就是唐崇荣。
I said, "I am."
我你见过我吗
？The person asked, "Have you met me?"
我10多年前听过你讲道。
He said, "I've heard you many years ago."
那么我现在你现在在哪里做礼拜啊
？So I asked, "Where are you worshiping?"
我不做礼拜了。
The person said, "Well, I don't."
你有没有到教会去啊
？Do you attend church?
我永远不去教会。
He said, "Forever, I will not go there."
我说为什么呢
？I asked why.
因为我太失望了。
He said, "I was deeply disappointed."
是不是我让你失望了
？I asked, "Was am I the cause?"
不是不是。
The man said, "No."
是不是某某基督徒吃了你的钱给你失望？不是不是。
I said, "Were you cheated by Christians?"
是不是某某这是长老令你失望了？不是不是。
Were you disappointed by elders or deacons? He said, "No."
是不是有什么牧师令你失望了？不是不是。
Pastors, he said, "No."
那么我可以问，到底为什么失望了
？So I asked him why.
是谁给你失望了
？Who disappointed you?
上帝给我失望。
And the man said, "God disappointed me."
我说。上帝给你失望。
He said, "Well, God disappointed you."
上帝什么事情给你失望
？On what matter, I ask.
我正在问他的时候
，When I ask him,
the last call
came over.
Please go to gate. 快点上飞机了。
The last call was.
我就对他对不起，我要上飞机。
So I said, "I'm sorry, I got to go."
我再问你为什么失望
？Let me ask you again, why are you disappointed?
上帝给我失望。
He said, "God disappointed me."
你们从前说上帝是全能的，无论奉主的名求什么都给。我现在求什么都没有得到。
You said that in the name of Jesus, He will give you anything you want, but I did not get anything.
你们的上帝是骗人。
So your God is not real.
你们的圣经是假的。
Your Bible is fake.
你牧师所讲的话是不可靠的。
The words of the pastor cannot be believed.
哎呀，我听了难过的不得了。
I was deeply saddened.
我说我为你祷告。啊，不必不必不必，反正我已经不信。
I said I pray for you, and the person said, "Forget it. I'm not a believer."
对上帝太失望。
I am so disappointed with God.
我好像含着眼泪离开他。
I seem to have left him in tears.
在飞机上，我一直想，一直想。
When I was on the plane, I kept thinking about this matter.
天赐万物以世人。
The Lord has given us all things.
人无一物以报天。
But we have never given God anything back.
杀杀杀杀杀杀杀。
We keep killing and killing.
人还要怪上帝。
And we still blame God.
我不信上帝。 我对上帝失望了。他吸的时候就是上帝给他的氧气。
But when he said that he's disappointed with God, he's breathing the oxygen that God has given to him.
连他的生气都是神供应他氧气才能继续生气的。
So even his very breath is a gift from the grace of God.
怎么有人对上帝失望？
So how can a person be disappointed with God?
是谁使他变成对上帝失望？
Who has created such a situation?
没有别人。
No one else.
错误的神学。
But the wrong theology.
错误的教导。
The wrong teaching.
错误的讲台。
The wrong pulpit ministry.
所以那一天。
So that day,
我就一直想这个问题。
I kept thinking about this matter.
神使人失望吗？
Is it God who has disappointed men?
神使人失望吗？
Was it God who has disappointed men?
我就开始讲了很多很多的事情。
And I kept thinking about many different related things.
几乎可以成了一个钟头的讲章来讲那个题。
He probably can suffice for 1 hour of sermon.
飞机到了另外一个城市。
When the plane reached the other destination,
那天晚上我就讲这个题目：神使人失望吗？
That very evening I spoke on this theme: Would God disappoint us?
圣经说，上帝是使人产生盼望的上帝。
The Bible says that God is a God that gives us hope.
神绝对不是使人失望的上帝。
He absolutely is not the one who will disappoint us.
圣经说，仰望上帝的必不报愧蒙羞。
The Bible says that those who look upon the Lord will not be humiliated.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
He says, seek after the God with all your heart.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
Do not rely on your own thinking.
你把你一切的事都交在他的手中。
When you place all things into his hands,
他必指引你的路。
He will guide your pathway.
为什么这些的圣经他不知道呢？
Why is he not aware of these verses?
为什么他知道的就是对全能上帝无耻无仔细的追讨呢？
Why is it that all he knew was how to get more from God?
为什么他突然就感到自己完全失败呢？
Why was it that he suddenly thought he was a failure?
他感到上帝是使他挫折的人。
He thought that God is the source of his defeat.
他感到上帝是他的拦阻。
That God was his obstacle.
他是求的都达不到。
He did not get what he wanted.
一个人凭着自己的野心。
Based on your own ambition.
凭着对上帝的错误。
Based on the wrong understanding of God,
你提出了无限度的要求的时候，
when you ask for infinite demands,
你就可能有无限度的失败。
You will have infinite failures.
这些失败是没有价值。
These failures have no value.
这些失败是不需要你的。
We need not have them.
这失败是你自己起的。
These are things that you have asked for yourself.
所以错误的信仰。
So the wrong belief,
错误的神学,
the wrong theology,
错误的讲台信息,
the wrong message from the pulpit,
害人多深,
would really bring problems for many
people. 没人可以衡量出来。
It is immeasurable.
这是第二个原因。
This is the second problem.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
为什么我们失败呢?
Of why we fail.
为什么有许许多多挫折感的感觉感的的的对我们的这个侵犯呢？
Why do we, are we attacked by many defeats?
因为我们太过相信人。
The third reason is because we believe others too easily.
太过相信人可能是我一生最大的毛病之一。
This is perhaps one of my own greatest weaknesses.
每个人我一看呢，我就先想他有什么好处。
When I look at others, I thought of him as good first.
神透过他彰显什么荣耀？
I want to find out how God's glory is seen on this person.
因为连最大的强盗还是按照上帝的形象样式造的吗？
Because even the greatest robber is made in the image of God.
我相信每一个人在某些时刻都可以把上帝的形象样式把它反照。
I do believe that everyone at a certain time can reflect the glory of God.
后来我受骗很多次了。
But I was cheated many times.
一次再一次。
Time and again.
那我就明白了。
And then I realized this.
太过相信人是我们失败的原因之一。
Sometimes when we believe people too easily, we fail.
做人要不要好啊？要好。
We should lead a good life.
做人是不是够好就够了吗？
Is that enough?
做人不可以太好。
But you should not be too good.
太好，什么叫做太好？连好都有太的吗？
What does being too good mean?
就是不当太好的时候你太好。
It is when you are good at the wrong time.
中国人说防人之心不可无。
The Chinese idiom say we ought to have a heart that is cautious.
害人之心不可有。
But we ought not to have a heart that will harm others.
绝对不存害人。
We should not want to harm others.
这样的动机
Such a motive,
这样的心智
Such an attitude
是不可以的。
It's not desirable.
我们盼望一生没有害人。
In our whole life, let us not harm others.
没有亏人。
Let us not owe others.
没有骗人。
Let us not cheat others.
没有利用人。
Let us not make use of others.
没有剥削人。
Let us not abuse others.
没有玩弄人。
Let us not fool others.
为什么呢？
Why is this
the case? 人是一个对象，人不是一个，是一个目标，人不是一个手段。
We should not treat another human being like an object.
你用一个东西去杀人的时候，
When you kill another person,
这个东西是你的手段。
The object you use is a method you use to kill.
A means. 东西是你的工具。
It is a tool.
但是很多人利用人达到他的目的，连人都变成他的工具，这就错误了。
But people make use of others as if they are means and tools.
Man is a goal, not a means.
我们不应该成为工具。
我们不能把人当作工具来使用。
We cannot use human beings like tools.
把人当作人来尊重。
But we need to honor them as human beings.
这是很深的哲学。
This is deep philosophy.
当天主教反对改教运动的时候，
When the Roman Catholics were against the Reformation,
曾经出了一派的天主教人叫做耶稣会。
They were the Jesuits from the Roman Catholics.
耶稣会是历史上最伟大的宣教团体之一。
The Jesuits were one of the best missionaries in the history of mankind.
他们刻苦精神。
They have a heart.
他们深思了解。
They have deep understanding of what they're doing.
他们学术的高深。
They had great academic achievement.
举世没有人可以相比或者可以否定的。
And their advancement were unique.
但耶稣会早期犯了一个最大的错误。
But in the early days, the Jesuits made a mistake.
为了达到神圣伟大的目的，可以不择手段。
They had this idea that the ends justify the means.
这个呢是基督教的伦理绝对不能接受的。
But this is not acceptable in Christian ethics.
他们为了达到神圣崇高的目的是指什么呢？
In order to reach these ideals and goals of theirs,
就是保护天主教的存在。
That is to protect the existence of the Roman Catholic Church.
不择手段是什么呢？
And to have the means,
可以做假见证，可以说谎，可以杀死反基督教天主教徒。
Means that they can bear false testimony, they can murder, they can kill all who are opposed to the Roman Catholic.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们把手段跟目的分开来。
When we separate the ends and the means,
当我们不择手段直到目的的时候，
When we just want to achieve a means to an end to all means,
就是成功，我们还是失败。
Even though we may look as if we have succeeded, we have failed.
无形中已经变成撒旦手中的工具而不自救。
Indirectly, we have become tools in the hands of Satan.
今天我们许多时候为什么失败呢？
Why do we fail sometimes?
因为我们敢做坏事。
Because we dare to do the wrong thing.
为什么许多时候我们不做坏事失败呢？
Why do we fail when we don't do the wrong thing?
因为做人太好了。
Perhaps because we were too trusting.
做人太好会失败。
You will fail.
太相信人会受骗。
When you trust others too much, you will be cheated.
这几年受人骗了多少，我不告诉你。
I won't tell you how many times I've been cheated.
我总以为他是好人。
I always think other people are good.
总会相信他。
I always believe them.
上个月
，last month，
在离开吉隆坡旅馆的那一天
，before I left the hotel in Kuala Lumpur，
我发现我要付到南美洲飞机票的$5,000，全部被人家偷了。
I discovered someone stole $5,000 from me.
我不能付票了。
So I don't have the money for the plane ticket.
太太还没有上飞机，还在加拿大。
My wife was still in Jakarta.
我说你带一些钱来。
So I told her bring some money.
我说我们不知道怎么办。
Or we won't know how to
move. 晚上要上飞机了。
We were about to board the plane.
那么后来旅馆就查出来是谁的钥匙进去的。
The hotel found out who went into my room.
但到最后说你要不要告警察，要把他抓进监牢，我的心太软。
In the end, they asked me whether I want to bring him to the police.
我不要断他的前途。
But I did not want to do that.
我想最好是不必报好了。
So I said, well, don't go to the police.
这样就白白损失了，不知怎么回来了。因为报了也没有不一定会回来。
Because I thought that going to the police would not solve the problem.
特别在印尼。
Especially in Indonesia.
你钱不见了，报警察，结果你还要给警察钱一大堆，结果还没有弄清楚。
If you lose your money, you go to the police station, you still got to pay the policeman.
所以我想不要，我现在要走了，如果警察叫我多问几个钟头，麻烦都不得了。
Now that I'm about to leave, the police will retain me and ask me a lot of questions.
有时候我们做人很好。
So sometimes when we are good,
我们不侵害人。
When we do not harm others,
不等于说人不侵害。
It doesn't mean that you will not be harmed.
我们不利用人。
If we do not make use of others,
不等于人也不利用。
It doesn't mean that you will not be made use of.
你没有诡诈待人。
Although you are kind in heart,
不等于人用不用诡诈待人。
It doesn't mean that others will not have evil intentions.
所以呢，这是第三个可能失败的原因。
So this is the third reason why we fail.
太相信人。
We were too trusting.
我问你们受过骗、受过欺负的请举手。
Those who have been cheated, raise your hand.
受过骗的举手。哎呦，好多！我怎么？所以我不太孤单，就是。
So I'm not too lonely in this matter.
常常骗人的举手。
Those who always cheat others raise your hand.
感谢主，一个都没有。
Thanks be to God, not even one.
所以我的听众是很好的。
So my audience are good people.
这样我就可能受你骗了。
I will be cheated by you.
做人太信任你，今天你就是。你们今天一定也骗过人的。
I'm sure there are some among you who have cheated others.
不，你不会说我骗过人。
But you won't raise your hand.
你不会好到这个地步。
You cannot be that good.
做人太好。
When we are too trusting,
有一些不必要的失败跟吃亏一定会来到。
We will suffer some failures.
这是第三样。
This is the third one.
第四样。
The fourth area.
我们为什么有一些不必要的失败会来临呢
？Why do we have unnecessary failures?
因为我们自信心太高。
Because we have too much self-confidence.
我们相信我一定会做到。
We believe that we will achieve.
我相信我的能力可能达到。
I believe that I can achieve this.
对自己有自信心是好的。
It is good to have self-confidence.
对自己过分的自信心是不好的。
But overconfidence is not good.
我对我的男孩子大概三次说你的自信心太强，你的自信心太强。在他14岁、18岁、20几岁，我三次对他讲过这个话。
I said three times to my own son that you are too confident of yourself.
为什么有一些人会感到自信心很强？
Why would some people have over self-confidence?
因为他很早失败。
Because they probably failed not so often.
所以他就感觉到我是不会失败。
So they probably think they will never fail.
因为他很有头脑。
They may be very intelligent.
所以他想我一定有办法的。
So they must think that they have a method.
因为他有经验。
Maybe they are experienced.
还有恩赐。
They have gifts.
所以他说我过来了，我不怕。
So they thought that they have experienced all this.
这样是很简单解决的。
They may think that this is very simple matter.
过分的自信是很危险。
Overconfidence is dangerous.
英国有一个百年老店，一个大银行，就是给一个过分自信的青年的一篇稿款。
In England, there is a very established bank that collapsed because of an overconfident young man.
不过是10年前的事情。
It was about 10 years ago.
这么经济基础强到一个地步，有百多年经验，是英国最稳定的一个银行。
A bank that has a long history and one of the strongest banks in England.
请了一个很聪明的人做他们里面重要的人。
And employed a very intelligent person for an important post.
这个人以为他一定算对的。
And this person thought that his calculation will always be right.
结果他的估计全部错了。
He was wrong.
因为他过分自信。
He was overconfident.
百年老店毁于一旦。
And so a bank like this collapsed.
百年经验的这个银行一天里面破产。
And within a day, it went bankrupt.
所以青年人
，So young people,
那我奉劝
，Let me advise you.
如果你有智慧
，If you have wisdom,
有恩赐
，If you are talented,
有才干
，If you are resourceful,
有经验
，You have experience,
千万不要靠自己的聪明。
Do not rely on your own intelligence.
太过自信
，And be overconfident.
你的自信是很危险的事。
Overconfidence is dangerous.
许多人因为自信而失败。
Many people fail because of this.
为什么自信呢？
Why are they overconfident?
因为从来没有失败。
Because I've never failed.
没有失败的人，一失败就很难再起来了。
But once you fail, it is difficult to get up again.
有一个人说我从来没有生病。
A person said I've never been sick.
还有另外一个人我常常病。
Another person said but I always.
结果没有病的，一病就死了。
And this person who has been healthy would die suddenly.
那个常常病，每次病就好了。
But the person who is always sick.
上个月我回到苏拉巴亚去。
Last month I returned back to Surabaya.
我在那个城市住了几十年。
I've lived there for decades.
我也在那个城市做了15年的传道人。
And I've been a preacher there for 15 years.
我问这个城市我认识的老人还有几个
？So I asked, what about the old people I know?
算来算去，算来就是只有四个。
Only 4 left.
啊，从前我在那边做传道的时候
，When I was a preacher there,
有的这次已经80岁。
Some of the deacons were 80.
有的已经70岁。
Some in their 70s.
那是20多年前。
That was 20 years ago.
这次回去看到他已经100多岁没有了。
So it's not possible that they are in their
100s. 这个死那个死那个了死了这个死那个死那个死死全部死了就我还没死。
I kept asking around, and many people had passed on.
那我说还在的从前我做传道那些这次还在的，结果算出来有2个。
There are 2 deacons that are still around.
还有一个姐妹
，and 1 sister.
还有另外一个我认识的人的妈妈
，and the mother of someone.
我认识的剩下4个。
So only 4 persons I knew.
所以你一定不要太老就可以死了。
And so before you get too old, they will die.
如果你老到全世界没有个人认识你，做人没有意义的。
It's very lonely to grow very old and no one knows you.
那么这四个人我就去找了。
So I went to visit all 4 of them.
时间来不及。
I did not have enough time.
2个没有找到。
I could not locate 2 of them.
这两个里面有一个是特别的不得了。
Among the two, I found one is very special.
他最瘦最瘦。
He was very skinny.
30天一个月，他大概20天生病。
He's sick about 20 days of every month.
40多年前就是一个病人。
He's been sick for 40 over years.
他就病到现在还在。
But he still survived all these years.
奇怪得不得了。
It's very curious.
我相信全世界的血。
The blood of the whole world.
很难比他的血。
Cannot be compared to his blood.
他里面什么菌都有，什么抗体都有。
He has all sorts of antibodies in his body.
什么病来了，他就抗一抗。 结果他就好了，再来，再抗，再来，变得很难死的人。
He keep getting sick and recover all over again.
我很奇怪。
I was curious.
我要问你一个问题。
So I want to ask a question.
为什么健康的人一病就死了？
Why would the healthy die suddenly?
为什么长病的人永远病不死？
But those who are sick all the time can last for a long time.
为什么医生寿命不会比这个病人更多？
Why is it that the doctor will not outlive the patient?
这句话是一个医生对我说的。
This is what a doctor told me.
我们医生的寿命不比你们更长的。
Doctors do not live longer than all of you.
我说医生为什么你讲这句话呢？
I said, why do you say that?
他说有一个老人家来问我说。
He said, an old person came to look for me.
医生说我怕死。
The elderly person said, I'm afraid of dying.
请你帮助我，给我秘诀。你是医生，我怎么会更老？
You are the doctor, help me to prolong my life.
那医生说，
The doctor said,
老爸爸，
Old gentleman,
我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
我能不能活你这么老，我都不知道。
I don't even know whether I can live to your age.
我很羡慕你能活到这么老。
I'm very envious of your age.
老实讲，医生的寿命不一定比病人更老的。
He said that the doctor may not
be a patient. 我想真的事情。
And I knew this to be true.
我告诉你，
Let me tell you
this. Overconfident 的人很容易死的。
A person who is overconfident can die easily.
那些战战兢兢什么都不敢的人很长命。
But those who are timid will live for a long time.
我们太大胆。
Sometimes you are too bold.
不要紧。
But it's okay.
大胆要心细。
But we need to be cautious.
但是许多时候我们是粗枝大叶。
But many a times we just do it in a haphazard way.
我们最强的地方， 最优的地方常常就是我们最弱、最劣的地方。
And we are always weakest at the point when we think we are strongest.
游泳选手比普通人更容易死在水里。
A swimmer often would drown.
赛车的跑手比我们更容易失事在车里。
A car racer often die in a car accident.
这是他们的强处吗？
These are their strong points.
也成为他们的弱点。
But also their weaknesses.
所以你自信心越高，
the higher your confidence is,
失败率就越大。
The sense of failure and rate will be higher.
那是谨慎感到自己不够信心的人。
But those who are cautious and do not think of themselves as confident, it doesn't mean that they do not have faith.
做事非常细心。
It means that they are very cautious.
如履薄冰，如临深渊。
They treat everything as if it's a very serious matter.
所以他们的脚步就比平常人更稳当。
And every step is taken carefully.
我有时候骑马在山里面走的时候，
Sometimes when I'm riding on a horse in the midst of the hill,
我把身体靠这边一边，因为那边是深渊。
I will lean towards the other side because the cliff is on the other side.
帮助马平衡一点点。
To help the horse balance.
当我的身体这样的时候，马就那边一点点。
When I lean this way, the horse will lean this way.
因为他以为我是半身不遂，他要平衡一点点嘛。
And the horse is trying to counteract.
所以我就发现一件事情了。
So I discover one thing.
我们骑马的时候不必太怕，因为马也要他的命的。
When we ride a horse, you need not be too afraid because the horse is afraid too.
你以为只有你要你的命，马也要他的命的。
The horse is cautious as well.
故意的看三遍，慢慢走。 我有时候拍照的时候，
Sometimes when I take a picture,
有一些人怕拍进去，拍不进去。
Some people are afraid that they cannot get into the picture.
所以他就这样一点点。
So they lean.
好像镜头的限度就在这里一样。
As if this is the limit of the camera.
照相拍出来才看见只有他一个人身体歪的。
And the picture will show him leaning over.
好像地心吸力对他产生了特别的作用一样。
As if the gravity is pulling him down.
还有人在汽车里面。
And some people in the car,
当着车进到比较窄的门，他会这样一下。
Well, they will lean when the car goes into a narrow pathway.
先碰就碰到车架，怎么会碰到他们头呢？
If there's an accident, surely the car will get it first.
过分谨慎不必要。
It is not necessary to be over cautious.
粗心大意一定要防止。
But we need to prevent ourselves from being careless.
过分自信很危险。
It is dangerous to have overconfidence.
所以如果你以自信过分，
If your confidence is over what it should be,
来走你的人生道路，
and if this is the way you lead your life,
你是注定要失败的。
You will certainly fail.
这是没有价值的失败。
These are failures that has no value.
不必要的失败。
You need not have.
没有意义的失败。
Meaningless.
第五样。
The fifth type.
最后一样。
The last one.
为什么我们有一些不必要的失败会发生？
Why do we have unnecessary failures?
因为有许多的基督徒存着侥幸心理来信上。
Because many Christians believe in God in a hopeful manner.
什么叫做侥幸心理呢？
What does this mean?
Fortune mentality.
Fortune mentality,
好像买彩票一样的。
As if you are buying lottery.
每一个买彩票的人。
Every person that buys lottery.
都存着我可能胜，我可能胜，我可能胜。
Have this sense that they will surely strike it rich.
特别是他看见上一届中彩的人得了几百万。
Especially when they see that someone struck $1 million.
想象这一次我买，下个月就轮到我。
They will always imagine that they are the next one.
有这种侥幸心理的人。
People who have such attitude,
买彩票的心理
and this attitude of lottery,
有几十万的人买彩票
when tens of hundreds of thousands buy the lottery,
中彩的人只有一个
there's only one that will win.
你用时间的比例来看，如果每一期有一个，那几百万轮到世界末日都不一定轮到你。
By simple progression and calculation, till the end of the world, you may not be the one.
那么这些人不是没有读过算术的。
These people probably have been trained in mathematics.
他们不懂得估计这些系统的问题。
It is not that they cannot estimate and make
calculations. 为什么每个月还有几十万、几百万人去赌博、去买彩票呢？
But every month, millions of people will buy lottery.
这个叫做侥幸心理。
Because they want to have a lucky strike.
侥幸心理的人。
A person with such an attitude.
用这个代替不应当，代替应当有的信仰。
When they take this in place of the faith they ought to have.
就产生不必要的失败。
They will have unnecessary failures.
我想这一点呢，是每一个人都以自私和用命运来决定自己有盼望。
Many people think that their life is fated.
所以我们不去解释太多了。
And we won't explain further.
不是说没有人会中彩。
It's not that there will be no winners.
有人会中彩。
There will be a winner.
但你要思想到，如果是你中彩的话。
But you got to think about this. If you were the one who won.
因为钱来得太容易。可能你的失败就更大。
When the money comes so easily, you may feel even worse.
而从长期来说，不可能轮到你。
And in the long term, it is not possible that your turn will come.
你盼望，你失望，你盼望再失望，盼望再失望。侥幸心理的人，常常有个过分失败的挫折感。
A person that always rely on luck will often fail.
我们今天不走这条路。
This is not the pathway for us.
我们要很稳定地把你拉到神的旨意、圣经的原则跟应当付代价的道路上。
We want to come back to the principles of the Bible to live a responsible life.
让我们做个按部就班、四平八稳、好好跟随主的道路的一个健全的人。
Let us be a person who live a healthy life that is steadfast and following the will of God.
我们何必要为这些不必要的事而失败呢？
Why should we fail and suffer defeat for all these things?
过高的梦。
When we have over ambition.
不切实际的雄心。
When we have ambition that's unreasonable.
对神的全能错误的信仰。
When we have wrong theology about God's power.
对别人过分幼稚的信仰。
When we are over-trusting on others.
对自己太过坚强的自信。
When we have over-confidence on ourselves.
盼望侥幸的心理可以达到不应当有的虚荣中间的这种部分。
And when we have this hopeful sense of luck.
这些都是错误的。
All these will give us wrong feelings.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
不因为这些的错误而哭。
That we will not cry over this sort of failure.
不因为这些的失败而哭。
We will not cry over this defeat.
但是我们要为因达到这些失败的错误而悔改，回到上帝面前。
But we need to repent of the errors that will lead us down this pathway.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
重建我们的人生。
That we will reestablish our life.
重振我们的心理。
And to reestablish our attitude.
重建我们的信仰。
And to rebuild our faith.
重建我们正确的思想。
And to rebuild the correct thinking process.
以后的路程。
That the life ahead of us.
是走在神为我们预备的。
Will be upon the pathway God has prepared for us.
正路
the right way.
窄路
a narrow way.
稳定的路
but a steadfast way.
神引导的路
that God has guided us.
在上帝引导的旨意的路的中间。
Only in this pathway under the guidance of God,
你才不在黑暗中间。
We will not be in darkness.
因为他的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Because His word is like a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my pathway.
指引我的路。
He will surely guide me.
如果主许可
，If the Lord wills,
下个礼拜我讲怎样从失败中间起来。
The next time we gather, we will talk about how we should get up from the failure.
现在我们站起来祷告。
Let us stand up and pray.
我们一同开声祷告。
All of us together.